The Great Game of Business, Unlocking the Power and Profitability of Open Book Management, author Jack Stack and Bo Burlingham. In the early 1980s, Springfield Remanufacturing Corporation, SRC, in Springfield, Missouri, was a near-bankrupt division of International Harvester. That's when a green young manager, Jack Stack, took over and turned it around. He didn't know how to manage a company, but he did know about the principle of athletic competition and democracy, keeping score, having fun, playing fair, providing choice, and having a voice. With these principles, he created his own style of management, open book management. The key is to let everyone in on financial decisions. SRC people have a piece of the action and a vote in a company matter. Why we teach people how to make money? It's amazing what you can come up with when you have no money, zero outside resources, and 119 people all depending on you for their jobs, their homes, and even their prospects of dinner for the foreseeable future. That's pretty much the situation my 12 fellow managers and I faced in February 1983, our first month in business as an independent company. We were supervisors and managers at a little factory in Springfield, Missouri, that up until then had been owned by International Harvester. At the time, Harvester was in big trouble, sinking faster than the Titanic, cutting loose operations like ours in a desperate attempt to stay afloat. When the company offered to sell us the factory, we jumped at the chance to save our jobs. It was like jumping into a leaky life raft in the middle of a hurricane. Our new company was loaded down with so much debt that the smallest wave could capsize us. We were scared. We couldn't rely on traditional ways of managing because they wouldn't produce the kind of results we needed in time to save us. So we grabbed for something new, based on what we thought of as the higher laws of business. The first higher law is, you get what you give. The second higher law is, it's easy to stop one guy, but it's pretty hard to stop 100. The third higher law is, what goes around, comes around. The fourth higher law is, you do what you gotta do. The fifth higher law is, you got to want to. It was out of these laws that we created the great game of business. The biggest barrier is ignorance. Most people who work in companies don't understand business at all. They have all kinds of misconceptions. They think profit is a dirty word. They think the owners just slip it into their bank accounts at night. They have no idea that more than 40% of business profits goes to taxes. They've never heard of retained earnings. They can't conceive how a company might be earning a profit and yet have no cash to pay its bills, or how it might be generating cash and yet operating at a loss. That's the ignorance you have to eliminate if you want to get people working together as a team. The feeling of a winner. How do you start the great game of business? By creating a series of small wins. By showing people how it feels to be a winner. Believe me, that's one of the rarest feelings in business today. Even successful companies are filled with people who are depressed, scared, and dissatisfied. Such feelings are symptoms of a serious business disease, one that can quickly become life-threatening. You can't just walk into a company or any factory and start teaching people how to read financial statements. There are at least two conditions that have to exist before people are ready to learn about business, about making money and generating cash, about using the numbers to follow the action and keep score. The two conditions are, 1, management has to have credibility. 2, employees have to have some fire in their eyes. The big picture. Most of the problems we have in business today are a direct result of our failure to show people how they fit into the big picture. The problem is that we've never trained people to look beyond their machine tools, or their computers, or their telephones, or their dollies, or their trucks, or whatever they use in their job, so they can't understand how their jobs could be done perfectly, and the company could be failing. Here are some tips to help your employees understand the big picture. Give everyone a course in your business. Sometimes you have to make dramatic statements. Sometimes you have to make a dramatic statement to get people to step back, see how everything fits together, and think about the broader purpose of what they're doing. Market your products to your employees. Move people around. We encourage people to move around the company as much as possible. Many of our marketing people, for example, came off the shop floor. Draw a picture. Don't just tell people about the big picture. Show it to them. Put it in the form of charts and graphs. Use them to decorate the walls. Get incentives from the six-year-olds. The real big picture, the one that matters most to people, reaches beyond their paycheck out into the community. We put a lot of the emphasis on community programs. Adopt a school, the Christmas drive for homeless children, the United Way, the Special Olympics, the Red Cross. Open book management. The more employees know about their company, the better that company will perform. You will always be more successful in business by sharing information with the people you work with, rather than keeping them in the dark. When you share the numbers and bring them alive, you turn them into tools people can use to help themselves as they go about their business every day. That's the key to open book management. The language cure. How open book management works. When I talk about open book management, I'm referring to the practice of communicating with people via numbers. This is a cornerstone of the great game of business as we play it at SRC. Start with the basics. Once you've laid the right foundation, then it's essential to teach people the numbers, because numbers are the language of business, and you can't understand business, let alone play the game, if you don't speak the language. Only the numbers can tell you how you're doing, show you where you need to focus your attention, allow you to identify and solve your problems, let you see how your own day-to-day actions affect everything and everyone around you, the people you work with, your company, your community, your family, and your hopes and dreams. It's like having microscopic and telescopic vision at the same time. The numbers link the individual to the big picture. That, ultimately, is the whole idea of what we do. Why open book management works. There are only two ways to make money in business. One is to be the least cost producer. The other is to have something nobody else has. The most successful companies, of course, strive to have both the lowest costs and something competitors don't have. While you're striving to lower costs, you can also try to come up with the additional services, services that nobody else has. Maybe it's a total quality management system. Maybe it's some kind of additional marketing or sales support. The idea is to offer something that allows you to charge a little more. In most business, however, you're not going to be able to charge a lot more. So you can never stop trying to be the least cost producer. That means staying on top of your competition and then educating your people about your competition, letting them suggest ways to get the costs down. You'll be surprised at what they can come up with. How to be an open book manager. 1. Start with the income statement. It is the best tool you have for drawing people into the action of the game because it is constantly changing. 2. Highlight the categories where you spend most money. 3. Break down categories into controllable elements. The whole idea is to set up the income statement in a way that lets people observe the effects of what they do. 4. Use the income statement to educate people about the balance sheet.